Ready? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order, and I would like everyone to please stand, if you will, and listen to Pledge Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and please be seated. Next, we'll have the approval of this evening's revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
For the benefit of the record, Mr. Chairman, I would note that case number 11680, the application of Richard Poppleton, has been removed from the agenda. The old business items, case number 11831, Kent Schrock, and 11811, the resort of Massey Landing LLC, have both been removed from the agenda since they were put on the agenda prior to last board meeting's action and didn't get a chance to be removed from this agenda.
Okay.
And they're the only three changes on the agenda.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other additions or corrections? If not, Chair will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the agenda as revised and noted.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Richards that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion so carried. Next, we'll have the approval and the finding of the facts, approval of the finding of the facts for August the 15th, 2016 meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes for August 15th and also the finding of the facts for August 15th, 2016.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts for August the 15th, 2016 meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And all opposed, motion so carried. Mr. Schrock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found at the table or the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. If you are here for a case listed in our old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. First case, please.